My name is Kendall Lamb, and this is my football story. So I tell everybody, Charlotte's a beautiful place. You know, not the biggest city in the world, but not the smallest. A lot of opportunities there. But my football experience in Charlotte, I started kind of late. I started playing in middle school. My mother and grandmother weren't really big on getting the physical activity of football hitting that early. So, I mean, I was always a bigger kid, so I did a lot on the basketball court. But when football came in and I started getting a little heavier, a little slower on the basketball court, football came into play, and I always loved, you know, the physicality with it. I started playing defensive end, to be honest, and then I transitioned in high school to offensive line and middle school as well. And I just noticed that, I mean, being bigger and being an athlete on O-line was a big thing. And I always loved stopping a man's momentum coming forward with me going backwards. So when I noticed that I could do that kind of well, you know, that the dream started to, the seed was already planted early, but I really started to see it. My story in high school, which, I mean, you can kind of see it now, I was 240 pounds my senior year. And a 240-pound tackle, I mean, we had the number two quarterback in the nation in the junior class. So I saw Nick Saban, Urban Meyer. I saw every coach in America come in. I mean, we were ranked number four in the nation my senior year. So everybody would come in and say, well, I mean, you're athletic, you've got good feet, but you're 240 pounds, what can we do with it? So, I mean, I end up going to App State, and, I mean, the rest is history, and I do not ever question my decision going there ever. Coach Sean Elliott, who's the head coach at Georgia State, offered me, and I knew it was the place for me because it was good for me and my family. And, I mean, everything else kind of fell into play. I added weight. Of course, I started 4 years there, redshirted my first year behind Daniel Kilgore, who's the center for San Francisco 49ers now. So I got to play 4 years, and I got to play a lot of football, which has helped me transition into this time. From my standpoint, it was, okay, I played at a Division I AA school. Even though my last 2 years we transitioned to a big D1, it still was, you didn't play the greatest competition. I mean, your measurables, arm length isn't the longest, this and that. So to be completely honest, in my opinion, I really could care less about any of that. Because I knew when the time came, and if I got the opportunity, the way I work and how I go about things, I mean, as long as I got the opportunity in my hands, I was going to roll with it. And I mean, being undrafted, that really didn't bother me because that's kind of how my story has been my entire life. So making the 53-man roster the first year, making it last year, you know, playing time, growing each year, I mean, that's kind of how my life has been. It takes longer for me to kind of show certain people, but that doesn't bother me because I understand that it's a process and I trust the process and I trust that I'll outwork most people. And I mean, I know in due time it'll come. So I just, you know, stay down, stay in my lane, and I stay with it. It's still very surreal to me. I don't know if people watch. Like, when I come out of the tunnel every game, I always look around and I soak it all in because it still blows my mind that at 24 years old, I'm living the dream. And I, like, it is a dream. It's something that I've dreamt for so long. So signing that piece of paper and seeing Kendall Lamb officially a part of the Houston Texans, all the sacrifices that my mother, that my grandmother, that my family made, for me, it really hit home. And it shows me that whatever I complain about throughout the days, like, it really doesn't mean much because the sacrifices, like, I cannot make my family name and everything that they gave me, I can't BS it away, and I take it very serious. So, I mean, just knowing that I got to sign and come to a great organization like this, I mean, it was a dream come true, to be completely honest.